This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It is hour one, G-Bag Nation, here on a fabulous Friday, a what you drinking, what you thinking Friday. Your calls will be welcome coming up at 5:20 if you are cracking them early in the day. Yes, and I'm talking to you, Rodeo Ron. You might want to set an alarm on your phone because you know how time can get away from you.
Yeah.
When you're having a good time on a Friday. Salute to you for joining us. There he is, Brian Broaddus. The former Cowboys scout, NFL executive, Emmy Award winner, number one influencer on Cowboys social media. You have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control, preparing for 5 hours of flawless radio producing, hosting, and engineering. LA Live coming up 5:40. You got Woolchuck and Schiafalo. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And along with me, Gavin Dawson, we are the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Happy Friday, guys. We've done it again.
We've done it.
How about
We've
that?
We've made it to the end of the week.
Happy Friday, fellas. Another 7 days in the books, and NCAA tournament round one continues. What an exciting night of action. We had the Mavs in action as well. We're going to talk about it. San Diego State leads UAB. It's 35-29. They just got underway in the second half. Western Kentucky leads Marquette 43-36. That game is at halftime. A couple of finals from earlier. Congrats to Beller, as Matt Mosley would call him. 92-67, they beat Colgate, and the Northwestern took down Florida Atlantic in OT, 77-65. Man, we were talking about Kentucky in action and how passionate their fans are, how Will Chambers, you know, was just a sight to behold. So they lose last night to Oakland, and now fans want Calipari fired.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get Chambers on, get his take on this. I can't imagine being so frustrated I'd want to fire one of the great coaches. But hey.
No, but I mean, the last 3 years, I think if you go back even four, they missed the tournament. Six. They lost in the first round, losing the second round, losing the first round. So the success has not been there as of late, but I'm with you. I mean, in terms of the lack of now great college basketball names that are available as coaches, because I think that's what Kentucky's all about. Like, they're not just going to fire Coach Cal and hire the next great assistant. They've got to go get a name to solidify that fan base. I don't think Coach Cal's job's in jeopardy, but he's got to do some reevaluating. You know, the whole diaper dandy deal, we're just going to get these one-and-done kids. It worked for one championship. But certainly now, I mean, he made the point postgame. They lost to a club that had a bunch of 24-year-olds, right? So maybe he needs to do a better job in the transfer portal, add a little bit of veteran leadership on that team mixed in with some of their five-star freshmen that they're able to recruit.
Man, that Dillingham, though, that kid's a freshman, hell of a player that he has. So I can understand, you know, maybe Kentucky's not what they once were, but you're right about that. They can't just go out. For that AD, that is a hard thing. I mean, you look at Kentucky's program, their football program got, you know, better too.
Certainly has. They've been putting out
Mark
some good talents.
Remember, I mean, he was up for the Texas A&M job.
Yeah.
And kind of turned his back on that one. But yeah, that Kentucky, that's a whole different animal that you're dealing with right there. But the young players, they are, well, Cal kind of threw his team under the bus a little bit last night, too.
Yeah, yeah, he absolutely did.
In the post game, you know, he was like, hey, you know, I thought they were ready.
And college coaches are great at that.
Oh, no.
I think they're the best in any line of work at finger pointing. They can just blame, like, kids. You know, they're 18. They're like, guys, they're 18. Yeah. You know, we prepped them, and our strategy was amazing. Yeah. Our film was
flawless.
Thought we
were ready to play.
The drills I had him doing in practice were insane. I had the best pregame speech that I can remember having or hearing. And these guys just didn't show up, man. They're young.
We couldn't account for the big Fortnite tournament they were playing last night in the hotel lobby.
Couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle it. $34 million buyout, though, for Calipari. So that's if they insane. Wanted to do it, they're gonna have to write a fatty boom bot to get it done. But, yeah, I don't see that happening. It's just tough because, as you mentioned, now with the transfer portal and guys staying longer in NIL and guys being willing to say, especially in basketball, where like a lot of these dudes aren't going anywhere close to the NBA. Like, why wouldn't you stay 4 or 5 years in college when you can be making some money playing basketball, and then all of a sudden now Calipari's got a bunch of 18 and 19 year olds versus grown men, and it's a different deal. And you basically have like a year to get your team prepped. You know, you don't have any of this. We're building up. I met these guys, you know, last spring, and now we're trying to go for it right now. This is all the time we have together.
Yeah, I think this is what we're going to see, the demise of the G League. Because all these kids can now stay in and get NIL money, and they can just stay.
Well, this year, a lot of the top prospects still went G League, which is interesting to me, Brian. And maybe you're right, but at least right now, they're choosing the coaching and the draft preparation over the bag in college.
To me, some of these guys can make so much money staying in college.
Yeah.
That it might be worth it now. How do you
especially if you're a late first? Or
how do you navigate getting your 24 hours? You know, that you have to have for the year, the 12 each semester to stay eligible.
Yeah, but a couple of yoga classes.
They got a plan for you.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's the case. But yeah, you're starting to hear some whispers about the G League and the NIL, and that maybe that will have players staying a little bit longer in college.
Yeah, I think there's one G League squad that we've already heard and coming back next year. I think CBS Sports had that today. So you're right. That could be definitely something. I felt bad. Coach Spinelli texted me last night. I was telling Gavin this earlier. Sent me a screenshot. He had told one of his coaching buddies, Oakland's going to upset Kentucky. And he sent me that. He's like, F, man, I wish I had been able to get on yesterday. I'm sorry about that. I was like, it's okay, coach. But, hell, that was a great call.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And we'll effort to get coach on. It, you know, just kind of fell through with technical difficulties last night on his bus. He sounded like he was out in a West Texas field somewhere. 682, Gavin, what's the difference with that situation of the Cowboys? It ain't about regular season wins, right? Well, I mean, they did win a championship, 10, 12 years ago under Calipari, and they've gotten closer than the Cowboys have several times. So, I mean, specifically that. But I think what Chief said about the name, image, likeness, evening the playing field is very significant here. And it's tough for fans of Bama, Kentucky, traditional powerhouse programs, because there's nothing wrong with you. The system just changed. The meta changed of the varying factors that contribute to the full picture that makes you a successful program. And it used to be culture, history, great coaches, and you had a system like John Wooden did through his boosters of getting the best players, right? And under the old rules, you sort of towed the line and had a cult-like atmosphere on your campus, so nobody ever told on you, and everything was cool as long as, you know, reporters didn't come poking their noses around. Well, those rules changed, and now that everything is on the up and up, no universities are scared to pay players now. Nope. You used to benefit from that if you were willing to do it and had a great system. That was the game. Now the game has changed. So is that Calipari's fault? Maybe. You know, maybe Calipari just does not know how to build a program, and that's something you would have to consider. But I don't know if moving on from him is going to leave you in a better place. I don't think Bama thinks they're in a better place right now, Brian.
No, I kind of feel like that these coaches, especially the guys that are older, are going to have to adapt or die, you know, and that's kind of where I think Cal's at right now. He's going to have to adapt to how this game now works, and so we'll see.
Well, speaking of adapting to how a game works, how about the Mavs holding another team under a hundo last night? Developing trend, they're attacking the hoop, 18 dunks, 62 points in the paint, and it helps them on defense if they're not shooting as many threes. They still did take 32. But this storyline that they can miss a bunch of threes, still figure out a way to win the game, is alive. And it's fun. They're 41-29 now, tied for sixth, guys.
Yeah, man. It was good to see them do what they did last night for sure. They continue to win without hitting the three ball, as you mentioned. I'm now starting to, that was like a notch on the belt, and now I'm like, okay, where's the three-point shooting? It's becoming a little bit too much of a trend of like, okay, this three-point shooting is now,
it's actually
like,
you can get it back.
You could definitely beat the Jazz without it, and that's awesome. And you can beat the Spurs without it, and that's awesome. But all of a sudden, you're going to have to start knocking down some shots. I'm looking at you, PJ Washington. Every time he takes a corner three, I close my eyes.
It's bad.
And
right now.
And I often think about just changing the channel in its entirety. But defensively, he's getting it done. And a lot of these guys are right now. So the dunk, you know, we said this is Lob City, the new Lob City, if you will. I mean, the amount of dunks last night, it was a dunk show. I believe almost half of their made buckets were dunks. Dang. It was just coming from all over the place.
Lob City, baby.
And it is truly and just an entertaining team to watch. When you have a Luka and a Kyrie doing what they do, and then you have the athleticism of Gafford and Lively and just catching bombs all over the place, dunking it. It is, and the passes that Luka's making, the alley-oop to Kyrie. Oh my gosh. And the slow-mo. Him? Did you see the slow-mo of it?
Oh, absolutely.
Where you just see all the fans and everybody's face and Luka's face, like, as he passed it, and you start to see the smile on Luka's face before anything even happens. That was obviously the play of the night.
But you got Luka, the energy. I mean, he's diving on the floor, hustling for loose balls. But you mentioned PJ Washington. Yeah, I mean, the offense, I get it. But this is the second game in a row. Lauri Markkanen, when he was defended by PJ Washington, shout out to Noah Weber, who put this out there, 16.7% from the field. He was one of six shooting.
Lauri Markkanen was bad.
Did that again. He did that to Wemby the other night as well. So PJ Washington's become like, all right, this is the guy we can put on the opposing team's best offensive player, and he's going to do a good job of neutralizing them. So, yeah, you're not getting it offensively, but defensively, he's made a massive impact.
Yeah, him and Maxey both. They're just throwing a Markkanen or a Wemby. You're going to get a little taste of Kleba, a little taste of Washington, and both of them are getting it done.
Yeah, but you got to do something about your Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, I tried, man. First half of the season, we were working on it.
But this is why when people are like, oh, I don't think you can trade Tim. Look at how well he... No.
No.
You know this is going to happen with THJ. He'll give you a good month or two, and then he's going to go quiet. Now, maybe in the playoffs, he'll come up with a big 30-point game here and there, get a little hot. But overall, THJ is a player that you need to try and remove from your basketball team.
It's rough. And you know, hopefully we'll get to a solution on that, because I just feel like he's also a progress stopper. And, you know, he's
that's
taking other guys off the court.
That's what I was getting to right there.
And it's an attractive option to keep playing him, because when the shooting is going, it helps you. But the lack of defense, the lack of passing, it's just he's not. I don't think he's a player on a winning playoff team.
No, he can't be on your be in your rotation.
No.
Well, congrats to Bang Bang. He is going to be in the Rangers lineup opening day. He's done it. Our rookie Wyatt Lankford, who somehow overshadowed what Evan Carter did last year, as we get ready to play this season, just makes you so dang excited. But we got that news earlier this afternoon. Mike McCarthy's at Michigan Pro Day. Would you like him to get any players off their team this go around, Brian?
Got a couple. They got a linebacker you need to look at, Colston.
And a nickel corner.
And a corner, too. So, yeah, a really good little nickel corner as well. I wonder if he's up there with Mike. Mike's probably just traveling around. He's probably not.
He was at Notre Dame yesterday.
Yeah.
He's definitely making the rounds out there.
They're trying to hit him all the top schools. You would say, oh, is he up there looking at Blake Corum? You know, is he up there looking, you know, and you're probably like, no, he's just probably going around, because that's what coaches do this time of year.
But heck, I mean, Michigan had 18 invites to the scouting combine.
Yep.
So there's definitely a lot of good talent to watch there. Yep.
Okay, USA and Jamaica last night, AT&T Stadium. What a treat for the USA fans that were there as they get the equalizer on an own goal in stoppage time. Almost lost to Jamaica. Then you get two goals in the extra sessions, both assisted by Gio Reyna to Haji Wright. Excellent by both players.
Coming off the bench?
Yes. Reyna's somehow still not starting. If Reyna does not play in the World Cup this go-around and Greg Bierhalter remains the coach, I will riot, you know? If they have a game here, I'll
one-man riot.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to break anybody's property, but I'll like, tear up my own stuff outside of whatever stadium they happen to play at. This dude, Reyna, is a freaking wizard, you know? And he comes on in the first half, I think, after a yellow card to the right back. All of a sudden, he's in the middle and just dicing through the defense and then having the vision under pressure to slide perfect passes to Haji Wright. I don't know if any other player on the team makes these plays, but somehow Bierhalter and Reyna's dad are in like a youth sports peeing contest between the coach and the best, well, one of the best midfielders. You know, you have McKinney, you have Tyler Adams, you have a lot of good players, but nobody is Luka like Reyna is. Big guy, great handle, holds people off and is just looking the entire time. Do I break you down with the dribble? Do I hit the killer pass right now? And, you know, last night I think should be the last time, if that dude is healthy, he is not heavily featured and a major emphasis of the attack in the starting 11. I hope it's not too late to fire Beerhalter. If I'm at the Soccer Federation today, I'm like, guys, are we moving on from Beerhalter, or do we just bring him in here and demand that Reyna's in the 11 no matter what and doesn't come off the field? Yeah, after the World Cup, he almost, yeah.
We brought him back.
He was just like suspended, or he was just like.
He was in limbo.
He was Jason Garrett.
Yes.
And then they decided after the search they weren't going to replace him.
They couldn't find a guy, yeah.
So, soccer fans, hey, we got USA-Mexico Sunday night, 8:15 at the stadium in the final. It's going to be an exciting weekend. We got a run. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Mixed Bag with Woolchucks next in the Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one is hurt in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Here's Woolchuck with your mixed bag.
Marquette making a run here. They're tied it up against Western Kentucky. That was a big upset alert, 48-all.
Must have found a way to get Butch Lee and Bo Ellis on the court there from the 77
team.
Boy,
that would be a bracket buster. I know Marquette was a sexy Final Four pick. They've been really good this year outside of playing UConn. But Western Kentucky had a Conference USA, Conference USA. We had it with FAU last year on North Texas a couple years ago, beat Purdue, won their first ever conference champion or NCAA tournament game in school history. So Conference USA is on a run here with first-round upsets. So Marquette, not out of the woods yet, but yesterday, we talked about it in the open, big-time upset. Oakland knocking off Kentucky. Two-time national champion Jay Wright was on the broadcast set there for TNT and TBS, and Jay Wright dropping the mic on the state of Coach Calipari at Kentucky. Here's what the former national championship coach had to say.
Number one, personally for Cal, he loves Pittsburgh. He takes pride in being a Pittsburgh guy. So being there in Pittsburgh, this really hurts him personally. I understand. I feel for him. Number two, the era of taking these young freshmen and trying to play against older players is over. I think he did a phenomenal job with these guys all year, getting them to be as successful as they were. You can see they're playing against grown men. The guys on Kentucky will be far better pros than any of these guys on Oakland or any of these guys in the tournament, but they're not as good college basketball players. It's at this point in their career, they're not as disciplined yet as the guys from Oakland. And it's not Cal's fault. It's they're 18 years old, and they're in this era where everyone's telling them how great they are. Just show up in college and you're going to win. It doesn't happen that way. And the more the guys stay in college because of NIL, it's going to be tougher for young teams like this to be successful.
He makes a lot of good points there. And I agree with what he's saying. I think it's kind of been proven, right? I mean, Kentucky's gone through that model of the majority of our team is going to be the five-star freshman. And you've got a lot of talent.
I mean, it's a great take. It's been happening probably for 15 years now. But now it's really hit its apex, and you have so many of the best young players going G League or getting a bag to go to a college that's not going to compete for a championship, you know. So that young talent that Cal was using to compete against the veteran teams, and even not perfectly in his heyday, you know, is now more diluted. He just can't – aggregate enough of it there for himself on campus.
Yeah, man. And when it comes to the tournament too, like so much of it is about like having the experience, unless you're, I mean, he had a time where they were going up against a lot more teams that were young like them. And then their talent was usually just better.
Yeah, the one and done era definitely was a quick thing.
But now, I mean, you see all these mistakes late in the game, knowing when to do certain things and having the composure in some of this stuff. Like the pressure is super, super high when you have guys that have been there before and now they've been playing together for 3 years, 4 years. It's different than a bunch of guys that just got together. They've played one season together and they've never been in moments like this before.
Well, we also have a pretty cool story here, and this is your buddy Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Pat McAfee had him on the show yesterday.
And he was in full uniform. I don't even know his real name.
Robbie Avila. So that's his actual name, but we go with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar around these parts. But
AKA the Truffle Shuffle.
Yeah, he shouldn't answer to anything other than Kareem.
Just Kareem. 6'10", 240-pound center, averaged 17 points, 4 assists,
there's
7
no
boards.
Way he's a pound under 270. Yeah, unless there's just no muscle on that.
That'd be generous. You know, that might just be the school just giving him a little bit of love.
These guys
shot 53.8% from the field, just under 40% from three this year. He's been amazing. But Pat McAfee said, "Hey, I feel for you, Indiana State. You should have been in the tournament over a team like Virginia." So he's going to try and make it right. He said, "I'm going to offer you guys a $150,000 NIL deal to the Sycamores, but it's contingent on you must win the NIT tournament." So over the next 14 days, there's $150,000 on the line for Indiana State and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar if they can cut down the nets, the NIT.
Who put that deal together for him?
Pat McAfee.
It kind of goes back to his he always tries, those kids always try field goals, right? When he giving kids, have you always see that on college game day?
Yeah.
Anybody end up making a kick?
Heck no.
Maybe somebody
won at the end.
I don't think so.
I just know Gronk always misses his Super Bowl kicks
on purpose. He's shanking those things.
You got Herb Street kind of holding for you, and he's trying to do his best.
Well, they're kicking it like
the dog gets in the way sometimes.
The dog always gets in the way sometimes.
Oh, you shut up! You bite your tongue over there, dog hater.
I've seen one of the weirdest dog trends in all of the world that we're gonna have to discuss at some point.
Okay. This is big news, though. I think the golf world and the cinema world is very excited to hear that Adam Sandler has confirmed there is going to
be a
Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes!
Biggest dub.
Hitting theaters in the summer of 2026. The PGA Tour official Twitter announced this, too. Like, people are losing their minds.
No, that's the ball sack. I'm telling you, they have built this PGA Tour account to look just like a real, respectable, credible. This is the Ballsack PGA Tour. That's why I don't know if the in.
Ballsack?
I don't know. No.
I think this is real, though. He has been talking about this for a long time, and him and Neil McDonald, is that his name?
Yeah, McDonald has some quotes where basically he just bumped into Adam Sandler in the last couple of weeks, and Sandler said, "Hey, McDonald, you're going to love this, bro." And he showed him the initial copy, the initial first draft of
the scripts.
And he's like, "Yeah, this is going to be awesome." So I don't know if we have like an in theaters, like when this thing's coming out.
We don't have a date, but they're eyeing summer of 2026 as of now.
That's
going to be pretty awesome.
2026?
Well, it takes a while. You got to film this thing.
Peaky Blinders is having a movie, by the way.
Yes, I know. Cillian Murphy's coming back. Yeah. He's going to be Tommy Shelby in the Peaky Blinders movie, which is going to be awesome.
I see this confirmed on Variety and stuff. It's a story.
It's real. It did happen.
The only reason this kind of stinks is Chubbs will not be part of the sequel.
Right.
Of course, that's the great Carl Weathers.
I'm sure they'll make a...
Send a Chubbs.
They'll have a funny. They'll have a funny storyline.
Jordan,
son of Chubbs,
Creed's son.
Call it Chubbs.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
They call
that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's gotta happen.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan can play his son in this, like he played Creed's son. I think this is perfect. Son of Chubbs.
He
I
can
love
tell
that.
The story about his dad. How he lost the arm and he's all this.
The last thing I want to bring to your attention here in the mix.
It's just the hand. It wasn't the full arm.
So it's gonna be Gilmore coaching B. Jordan.
Oh yeah,
is that it?
That'd be awesome.
There you go.
That would be pretty epic.
Or else he's gotta be on the senior tour.
The senior tour definitely has been a rumor as maybe a way that they could do this too. But either way, I'm pumped for this.
Is the guy Shooter McGavin coming back?
Yeah, that's
Neil McDonald.
Okay.
There's been a sunken ship with the most valuable treasure.
I didn't know his real name.
I didn't know I'd get that excited about it.
No, he's just he's Shooter. Yeah.
This is gonna be awesome. Okay, last thing here before we reach the G-Bag of the day. There's a sunken ship with the most valuable treasure in the history of humanity that is set to be raised as soon as next month. So if you're into ships and treasure, which I am a little bit, this is going to be awesome. This is in Colombia.
I'm going to throw it in the ocean.
It's got $17 billion in treasure, Brian. You would be interested in this?
Matthew McConaughey's Fool's Gold movies.
$17 billion in treasure.
What is
this, going
a Spanish
to
galleon?
Out of the ocean.
What'd we find?
Yeah, centuries after a Spanish galleon ship sunk in the Colombian waters and a nearly decade after it was initially discovered, the shipwreck with an estimated $17 billion worth of its treasure on board is set to be raised next month. It's 150-foot long, 64-gun, three-masted galleon ship, and they're going to raise this thing up. I'm excited to see what the hell is
on this
bad boy.
Watch these Somali pirates. You got to watch those cats.
That's what made us late for G-Bag of the Day is a pirate story, Wolchuk.
Damn right. People love pirates. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lucius and the Pimp Cup with a real treasure. The best audio.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just playing.
I know. I mean, if we didn't have Brian interrupting every 2 seconds, we'd have been out of here 29.
It's your fault you can't fight through things.
I'm fighting through the whole damn 5 hours.
Hi, Lucius.
We got the Whataburger sitting there.
At the red light. Hey, man, so, jeez. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Awesome.
All right.
How's your Friday?
It was fine. I don't know. I can't say what I want to say. I can't. I really can't. All right. Let's see here. Hey, if I'm not mistaken, didn't the first Chubbs die already?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Just making sure I ain't out of the loop. All right. It's day three for this G-Bag of the Day winner, L.A. City Council meeting. Lady goes off on the whole city council. She do it with the song.
When I clarify that you can't dictate whether or not people boo or hiss if people are clapping and hooting and hollering,
so this is
that's
not on the
right.
agenda. Please stick to the agenda.
Oh, it's not.
Oh,
thanks
items.
For reminding me, Grover.
Or you can move on to general public comment.
Sure. So shout out to Smoke and Scan. Shout out DJ Paul
general
Gregorian.
Public comment.
This is Taylor Swift on the track. Now we all know what's up. Every city council member is corrupt. Kevin's racist. None of y'all give a f***. Broke your promises when y'all just gave it up. Can't you see Lance what these Miller. People do? Lie and break the rules in plain view, babe. Scripting is Nithya Raman's energy. It's a Hollywood thing. She's filthy rich, baby. Council chamber bully politicians. Staffer be in trouble after snitching. Always switching sides, trading votes and then some. Ooh, these politicians think we're so dumb. Now we all know what's up. Every city council member is corrupt. Kevin's racist, none of y'all give a f***. Broke your promises when y'all just gave it up. Big f*** you to Kevin DeLeon. Big f*** you to Nithya Raman. Big f*** you to Marquise. Big f*** you to Bob. Big f*** you to Grove. Big shout out to Smoke and Scan.
Big shout out.
And
let's go.
Free Palestine.
What are we looking at there? Two-time champ? Three-time champ?
Three.
Yeah, that was a three-time right there. See if you guys had anything to say. Do this again.
Point taken, sir.
Jeez. All right, let's see right here, fellas. It's a Friday. We made it. Yep, we made it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to WFAA TV. Big time news crush right here. Cynthia Isigisigedes. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. She's got some great classic videos on there. I think she got the Marvel Worlds mixed up one time before. She put Spider-Man in the wrong universe.
Oh, no.
Some guy climbed Mount Everest, and she's like, well, but he's gay. I mean, he's blind. My God. Oh,
oops. I mean, he's blind?
He's blind.
Slow down, Donald Sterling.
This is my girl right here, though. I love Cynthia Isigisigedes. And I say that respect to Mr. Isigedes out here. I say that respect to you, sir. I do. You got you one, buddy. She's always good for one, like I said. Check this out on the news. WFAA TV. You ever see those videos that say, wait for it?
Yeah.
This is a wait for it situation.
A woman is alive tonight thanks to a Mansfield police officer who saved her from choking behind the wheel.
Oh my God.
You know, our executive producer, incredible. Tiffany Johnson, just so insensitive. She was laughing, saying, you know how embarrassing it would be to like have to be saved from just your chewing gum.
I would be happy to be laughed at and be saved.
I couldn't believe that. That's Tiffany Johnson. I couldn't believe what she said.
Well, I was choking on a banana a couple of years ago. Remember I told you? I kid you not. Captain Awesome saved my life. Seriously.
All right. I'm
said.
I mean, I folks, I couldn't make this up if I had to. 67 degrees right now in Denton.
Yeah. You get back to the play-by-play. just get back to painting that
slide
picture.
Slide on out of this one.
I was chucking on a banana.
Remember
I told you about that one, guys? Chucking on that banana. Shout out that Captain Sergeant Hero for saving me.
I love you, Cynthia. I say that respectfully. It's a joke. What else we got? Oh, this is not one, but I got to get it out the way because I won't be here next week. There's a kid that did like the news in Michigan. You know, you do like a little guest spot, come on there, show you how to do to be like a meteorologist or something if you're interested. In that time, he took shots at his grandpa.
Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Okay, I would like to give a shout out to my mom,
uh-huh,
my nana, my grandma, and my grandpa. And grandpa, get a haircut, please.
Whoa!
Get a haircut.
It wasn't even necessary, bro. Yeah. Grandpa done told everybody at the VFW, hey, mom, my grandson's going to be on television at 6 o'clock. Make sure you watch.
Yeah, real respectful kid.
Take shots at him.
Up and coming hot taker, it sounds like.
What else we got right here? We have enough time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Caesar's drive-thru. It's pretty intense. I played a clip maybe a few weeks back. I didn't know they had drive-thrus, but apparently this is where the heat is at. Man says he wants his money back because he had food poisoning from this pizza. Now, he ate half the pizza.
On that clip he played from 2 weeks ago, I keep thinking about how I didn't get the joke the entire time until we went to break. The hot and wetty?
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, the hot and wetty was funny.
I'm telling you, bro. I'll be feeling weird in here sometime. Like, man, what's going on? Nothing is landing.
Yeah.
With these boys sometimes. Maybe it's the glass. Maybe it's behind the glass. Maybe it's the pimp cup. Maybe it's like a different... I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Maybe he knew he knows.
That's me.
You right, Woolchuck?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. You feeling good?
Feeling lit.
Let me get to this clip. I'm sorry. Little Caesar's drive-thru. A man said that he wants his money back. He got food poisoning. He even named a type of poisoning that he got.
Yeah.
But he has half the pizza, and he wants $7 back. Just $7.
I'll give you your money back. You don't have to record me. I know what I said. I didn't call you and say I got food poisoning.
No, it's just I came in here to. Am I allowed? Can I say?
It's all gone, and you got garlic butter all over it. No wonder you got sick.
Oh, man. Can I? Am I allowed to talk or?
Wait, you just talked before you turned your camera on, though, right? Right, mister? I got food poisoning.
No, I said about three words before you started yelling at me. Yeah.
Even your pizza.
Yeah. You need to work on your customer service.
I don't let liars come to my store.
I am not a liar.
It's hard.
Staphylococcus meningitis.
I
from
said.
Garlic bugger. That's the
you guys work for this?
Am I supposed to ask Kiss just because you bought a $7.99?
No.
Okay, I'm refunding you. Drop it. Thank you.
No, you called me a moron.
You are.
Staphylococcus meningitis.
That's a really good pull by her.
That was really good. Really good.
I might be on her side.
I'm not going to kiss your ass because you bought a $7 pizza, sir. Excuse me. Smart. Have several seats.
Damn. We got a vote. Is it Trailer Swift, our 2- or 3-time champion? Cynthia choking on a banana. Kid does news on Michigan. Little Caesar's drive-thru guy.
Hey, somebody on the fan tech says they all have drive-thrus.
I've
been unaware of this then, apparently. I'm sorry, sir. I've never seen it.
I have never seen one either, Lucius, so.
Never.
I got one across the street from me. Doesn't have a drive-thru.
No, I got to go in and do the walk of shame for real. Can I get a $5 pizza, please? Whole family's outside starving. I got this change for you.
We got the hot buddy
stacking it up here on the window. We got Taylor Swift, Cynthia choking, Kid does news on Michigan. I'm voting Little Caesars, though, Chief. I like that bit. What do you say?
I'm going Cynthia.
Okay, Lucius?
Yeah, I'm always going Cynthia. But today, LA City Council.
Alrighty, we're tied at one still, Woolchuck.
Oh, man, Cynthia and Little Caesars. I think I'll go with Little Caesars. I got to support the fast food.
And you, Brian?
Cynthia.
We're tied at 2. Jump on to @GBagNation's Twitter account. Follow us all when you get there. We're all right there in the bio. Going to create an Insta poll here, and you can vote and help us decide. And then we'll get to Krusty's Corner here on the other side. Where are we going, man?
Yeah, on a Friday, I've got a game for my guys. We'll do that next.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you, Lucius.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on a Friday. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Woolchuck's going to stand and deliver your NFL news of the day. I don't know if he'll be standing much throughout the day, though, in these fancy new chairs.
How about that, man?
Here's Broadus with Krusty's Corner.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Wilson Bauhaus Interiors with these chairs.
Yes, thank you guys very much. Shout out to Sean for pulling that off.
Thank you guys for kind of making this, you know. It's you're sitting here, you know, you kind of don't think about it. You're sitting in a chair and you stand up, you're like, God, my back, or this, that, and the other. But man, these chairs are awesome.
Oh, they're incredible, dude.
You can lean back.
The lean back on them.
The armrests are up.
Truly.
I'm sure they've got a lot of really good things you can go and check out, too. Oh, Wilson Bauhaus.
Yeah, these things could hold Fat Joe for sure.
Dawson's like almost asleep in his chair.
Man, I'm chilling today. This is great.
You're chilling
great
today.
Great Friday vibes going.
There you go. All right, Bobby and I believe we've got, I don't know if Peyton's put it up yet. I forgot to check, but there's going to be.
Probably not.
Is there a Love of the Star that came up? Anybody check and see?
I have not seen one.
But we did one this morning. Peyton says he's going to put it up today. So after our show today, if you're one of those folks that likes to listen to podcasts, again, after our show, feel free to
specifically after the show.
After our show, go
some
listen.
Good Brock Hoffman conversations going down.
We had some good conversations today. We had some good conversations today. All right, on Friday I always like to play a game with my guys.
Ooh,
it used to be the sports mix, but now I like to play these games where I make these guys tell me, is this a musician, or a member of the British House of Commons?
This is my wheelhouse, man. You're bleeped.
Is this a musician? Or a member of the... Now, we got the Royals are in the news quite a bit right now, right?
Yeah, KC, man.
Yeah, unfortunately. But
very sad, the cancer diagnosis.
Oh, I thought it was Cole Reagan's opening day starter. My bad.
Come on, Phil.
That hurt. No, we're champions. It doesn't matter. Cole Reagan's can go do whatever he wants in his career. We're champions forever.
We're champions forever. Looking forward to the next parade, whatever that may be.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be.
Or the next bottle of vodka that you and I share somewhere.
That'll be very soon.
All right. Like I said, this is either a musician or a member of the British House of Commons, which is their governing body.
Of course it is.
Do all of the countries look at their royal house or whatever it's called the same, or do we just because we were a colony of them? Like, is everybody else paying attention?
That's a good question.
If I'm in Spain, am I like, screw their kings?
I think they kind of have some problems with some of these guys and gals.
Okay.
But they, you know, but everybody does. Public officials, elected officials.
I think it's hilarious how the Jamaican parliament situation down there, they wear all the wigs and everything.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe black as hell, but they got them white-ass wigs on, bro. I'm like, what are they doing?
They got the wigs.
And that's for real? I've never seen this.
And my guys look good in the wigs. They look hilarious. They all look great in the wigs. Great smile, wigs. That's all. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
I mean, they were trying to own us. We kicked their ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Wow, dude. This has to be a bit. This is amazing.
That's real, bro.
I've never seen this before.
Oh, no. It's cool.
That is hilarious.
Hear ye, Yogg man.
You will sit. All right. Dawson.
Yes, sir.
Is Flick Drummond, a musician or a member of the House of Commons?
Man, it's a great name for a three-point shooter.
Drummond.
I'm going to go musician.
Chieftain. Flick Drummond.
Give me a British councilman.
Lucius.
I like Flick. Sounds like he does like a guitar situation. You can flick that thing.
Yeah, I feel like that's why this is a trick question. It sounds like the ideal guitar player's name.
This is tough. Flick and swish. I think I'm going to go with guitar guy. Musician.
House of Commons.
Damn it. We starting off bad, bro.
On the board.
Flick. Must be popular in England.
See how this is going
to
go.
I'm trying to workshop a new segment, Click It or Flick It. Well, I bring you guys a headline, and you decide if you want us to click on it and read it or not.
Yeah. Oh, that. Why did I think of that?
Well.
That's a great idea.
Jeez. You got a lot going on with these podcasts and stuff.
I do. I have way too much going on.
It is up, by the way. 2 hours ago it was posted.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you looking it up. Chieftain.
Yes.
David Byrne. Musician or British House of Commons?
I think that's probably just a classic musician guy. I think that's a musician guy.
I think he did Burning Down the House.
How about you, Lucius?
House of Commons.
I'm going to go House of Commons as well.
Crap!
Dawson?
Yeah, that's the kiss of death.
Yep.
Clearly a musician.
David Byrne is the lead singer for the Talking Heads.
Oh, right. Talking Heads.
What was their best song?
Down the house. Or our house.
Yeah. In the middle.
No, that's a different. That's Madness.
Okay.
That was a different.
March group. Madness.
Yeah. Lucius.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
John Paul Jones.
Well, come on now.
John Paul Jones. Musician.
That could be both.
Yeah, it could be.
That could really be both.
Yeah.
From the 1800s all the way up till now. Some folk singer in the 60s. That could be a whole lot, bro. John Paul Jones. Musician.
Wooly.
I'll go house.
Yes, I got it.
Dawson.
By the way, Talking Heads did do Burning Down the House.
Yeah.
Which means the dad joke just hit.
Yeah.
That was unintentional. I'm going to say House of Commons.
Chief, yeah, I'm going with the House.
It's a bass player for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Oh, somebody texted it in. Zeppelin.
I knew it, bro.
Yep.
Like the Zeppelin. Like the Zeppelin.
Pasta Zeppelin.
Yeah.
That, by the way, shout we need to get one of the, we need to get one of those up here.
We do.
For sure.
A Zeppelin?
Yeah. The Pasta Zeppelin. Not inside of the building. Okay, Wooly.
Yeah.
Chrissy Hyde.
Chrissy is House of Representatives.
Dawson.
It's a musician.
Yeah, that's a grunge chick right there, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, Lucius. Yeah, I'm going against Woolchuck on this one.
She's the lead singer for the Pretenders.
Yeah.
The Pretenders.
Yep. All right.
It should have been the Contenders, is what they should have done.
Dawson.
It could have been somebody.
Yeah, this chick is, yeah, she's grungy for show.
Dawson.
Yeah.
Bernie Taupin.
I wouldn't walk 2,000 miles to watch Bernie Taupin perform a song in some capacity.
I think this is Obi Toppin's cousin, who is a part of the House of Commissions in British Commons.
Commons.
Family royal.
Mm-hmm.
Government. It's a monarchy.
Lucius. Bernie Taupin.
Sir Bernie Taupin's probably, maybe one day. I'm going to go with the musician.
Wooly.
That's a musician.
It's a musician.
Oh, boy.
He writes songs with Elton John.
We got
Ooh.
It. We got
Let's
it.
Go.
Sing us a song.
I'm going to do one last time if we can.
Yeah.
One last time here.
Fire when ready.
Simon Baines.
Oh, God.
Simon Baines.
Man, there's a lot of Baines that play sports. I'm going to go with athlete.
What? Wait, what?
I'm going to go with...
I like that pivot.
I'm going to go with musician.
I agree with you. That is a that is a footballer, sir.
An artist.
Maybe even a bloody painter.
What just happened?
A performer of some kind.
Yeah, me too.
What just happened?
Yeah. I'll have what he's having.
Okay, what musician or what
musician?
Yeah,
musician.
Say? Musician. Okay.
Yes, sir.
How about you, obviously. There, Chieftain?
Yeah.
Clearly what I meant.
Simon Baines.
Screw you guys.
One of the most athletic British Commons House homies of all time.
Simon Baines. House of Commons.
Wooly.
Give me a musician.
House of Commons.
Yes.
Yes.
Gentlemen, thank you for playing along today.
Jeez. Screwing with me over here. Okay, we got
one
hour down.
One of the greatest athletes I've ever seen.
Four to go.
Yeah. Behind the mic.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, coming up at 3:20, how good of a scout has Woolchuck become at talking like he is a real one anyway? We have a test for him. But the NFL news of the day is coming up next, buddy. And where are you taking us?
How would this former Eagle feel if his son became a Cowboy? That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.